The four quarters of the world, the seven mountains, the seven rivers. And the first quarter is called the east, because it is the first. And the second, the south, because the Most High will descend there. Yea, there in quite a special sense will he who is blessed forever descend. And the west quarter is named the diminished, because there all the luminaries of the heaven wane and go down. And the fourth quarter, named the north, is divided into three parts. The first of them is for the dwelling of men, and the second contains seas of water, and the abysses and forests and rivers and darkness and clouds, and the third part contains the garden of righteousness. I saw seven high mountains, higher than all the mountains which are on the earth. And thence come forth hoarfrost, and days, seasons, and years pass away. I saw seven rivers on the earth, larger than all the rivers. One of them coming from the west pours its water into the great sea, and these two come from the north to the sea and pour their waters into the Eritrean Sea in the east. And the remaining four come forth on the side of the north to their own sea, two of them to the Eritrean Sea, and two into the great sea, and discharge themselves there, and some say into the desert. Seven great islands I saw in the sea, and in the mainland, two in the mainland, and five in the great sea. And the names of the sun are the following: the first Oriares, and the second Tormas. And the moon has four names. The first name is Asonja, the second Eblo, the third Benose, and the fourth Erae. These are the two great luminaries. Their circumferences is like the circumferences of the heaven, and the size of the circumference of both is alike. In the circumface of the sun there are seven portions of light, which are added to it more than to the moon, and in divine measure it is transferred till the seventh portion of the sun is exhausted. And they set and enter the portals of the west, and make their revolution by the north, and come forth through the eastern portals on the face of the heaven. And when the moon rise 1/14th part apart in the heaven, the lights become full in her. On the 14th day she accomplishes her light, and 15 parts of light are transferred to her till the 15th day, when her light is accomplished, according to the signs of the year, and she becomes 15 parts, and the moon grows by the addition of 14 parts. And in her waning, the moon decreases on the first day to 14 parts of her light, on the second to 13 parts of the light, on the third to 12, on the fourth to 11, on the fifth to 10, on the sixth to 9, on the seventh to 8, on the eighth to 7, on the ninth to 6, on the tenth to 5, on the 11th to 4, on the 12th to 3, on the 13th to 2, on the 14th to the half of a seventh, and all her remaining light disappear wholly on the 15th. And in certain months, the month has 29 days, and once 28. And Uriel showed me another law. When light is transferred to the moon, and on which side it is transferred to her by the sun, Durungal, the period during which the moon is growing in her light, she is transferring it to herself, when opposite to the sun during 14 days. Her light is accomplished in the heaven, and when she is illuminated throughout, her light is accomplished full in the heaven, and on the first day she is called the new moon, for on that day the light rises upon her. She becomes full moon exactly on the day when the sun sets in the west, and from the east she rises at night, and the moon shines the whole night through till the sun rises over against her, and the moon is seen over against the sun, on the side whence the light of the moon comes forth. There again she wanes till all the light vanishes, and all the days of the month are at an end, and her circumference is empty, void of light. And 3 months she make of 30 days, and at her time she makes 3 months of 29 days each, in which she accomplish her waning in the first period of time, and in the first portal for 177 days, and in the time of her going out she appears for 3 months of 30 days each, and for 3 months she appears of 29 each. At night she appears like a man for 20 days each time, and by day she appears like the heaven, and there is nothing else in her save her light. Recapitulation of several of the laws. And now, my son, I have shown thee everything, and the law of all the stars of the heaven is completed. And he showed me all the laws of these for every day, and for every season of bearing rule, and for every year, and for its going forth, and for the order prescribed to it every month, and every week, and the waning of the moon, which takes place in the sixth portal, for in this sixth portal her light is accomplished, and after that there is the beginning of the waning, and the waning which takes place in the first portal in its season till 177 days are accomplished, reckoned according to weeks, 25 weeks and 2 days. She falls behind the sun and the order of the stars exactly 5 days in the course of one period. And when this place which thou seest has been traversed, such is the picture and sketch of every luminary which Uriel the archangel, who is their leader, showed unto me. And in those days the angel Uriel answered and said to me, Behold, I have shown thee everything, Enoch, and I have revealed everything to thee that thou shouldest see. This sun and the moon and the leaders of the stars of the heaven, and all those who turn them, their task and time and departures. Perversion of nature and the heavenly bodies due to the sin of men. And in the days of the sinners, the years shall be shortened, and their seed shall be tardy on their lands and fields. And all thing on the earth shall alter, and shall not appear in their time. And the rain shall be kept back, and the heaven shall withhold it. And in those times the fruits of the earth shall be backward, and shall not grow in their time. And the fruits of the trees shall be withheld in their time. And the moon shall alter her order, and not appear at her time. And in those days the sun shall be seen, and he shall journey in the evening on the extremity of the great chariot in the west, and shall shine more brightly than accords with the order of light. And many chiefs of the stars shall transgress the order, and these shall alter their orbits and task, and not appear at the seasons prescribed to them. And the whole order of the stars shall be concealed from the sinners, and the thoughts of those on the earth shall err concerning them, and they shall be altered from all their ways. Yea, they shall err and take them to be gods, and evil shall multiply upon them, and punishment shall come upon them, so as to destroy all.